Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Lincoln.
What did we just watch?
We just watched Captain America Civil War.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's all right. Oh my God, A+ movie of the year. 10 out of 10.
You know?
Not from us, you know.
Yeah, before we start talking about everything, I'm very on edge about this
You're
movie.
On edge? You edging?
Or not. I'm kind of flip-floppy. But I liked it. I'm flip-floppy on how much I liked it, because I still have a lot of issues with it. First and foremost, this is certainly not the best Marvel movie. I'm not sure what movie other people saw.
No, it was okay. I'll say that a million times. It's just okay. The trailers were better.
I don't even remember seeing
the we got the Rogue One trailer.
Okay,
and we
that's
got
right.
the Doctor Strange trailer.
Which, Doctor Strange, hope it's good. We'll see.
We'll see.
It looks like it's an origin story, which...
Of course it is.
It makes sense for Doctor Strange. Yeah, for Doctor Strange, I get it. Same thing with, like, Ant-Man. There's no way you could just, like, jump into an Ant-Man movie.
No.
So before we also talk about the movie...
Yeah, spoilers. I'm just going to put it out there now so we don't have to worry about spoilers.
Okay, true. Spoilers. It's okay. I couldn't really recommend seeing this movie in theaters, personally, because there's nothing about it that really screamed that you needed to see it in theaters. Mm. Other than if you really want to see Spider-Man and Black Panther, which are both the best parts of the movie.
And Ant-Man. I think Ant-Man's
decent. Yeah.
Other than that, yeah, it's... I mean, I can't even, like, describe it. It's just... It's there. I said it in the trailer when I first saw it, that I've never seen a movie with so much action and so little emotion. I still feel the same way. I felt like a lot of the fight scenes were just going through the motions, except especially the big fight scene. There was no weight or gravity to any of it at all.
The movie also spends a lot of time just with dialogue, which I actually enjoyed for the most part. However, it threw the pacing off really hard.
Yeah, it very much. It feels like two different movies.
So, when it comes out on Blu-ray or whatever, give it a shot.
Yeah, I wouldn't spend money on it.
I mean, we did.
Yeah, but we did it because we love you.
Yeah.
But,
And another...
Go watch Deadpool. It's far more entertaining.
This is very true. Also, a problem I have with the Marvel Universe is that you kind of have to see, like, all the movies to really fully understand what's going on.
Yeah.
So, you kind of have to see this one because there's no way that you can go into... the next, like, Avengers not...
No, because this is just setting that up.
I like to think of this as Avengers 2.5.
I know people will disagree, but for a movie called Civil War, there wasn't much of a civil war in this.
But we will go on. However, before we actually start talking about the movie...
Freight car.
I want to talk about the people in front of us and in the movie theater.
Freight car.
The guy in front of me with his wife fell asleep at least 7 times during this movie.
Which I get. It's a very slow movie.
I thought he died at one point. Just like how, like, slumped over. He looked like he melted.
Maybe the popcorn was just that bad.
Oh, God, yeah. We walk in and they're sitting down and she's like, this popcorn tastes like shit, but ain't gonna stop me from eating it. And then, so Vision in the movie shows up on screen.
Daredevil? Was that Daredevil?
Some kid yelled, it's Deadpool!
Oh, Deadpool, that's right.
And I giggled.
But
I was very confused.
To defend them, I said he might have good parents and he hasn't seen Deadpool.
But he's seen posters of Deadpool and Vision looks nothing like Deadpool.
No, I mean, I don't know. Who knows? He's a kid. Stupid. You can't tell
me. I was a smart kid.
You have seen X-Men Wolverine. Don't act like they've never bastardized the look of a character before.
Yeah.
Because that was also fucking Deadpool.
Actually, fun...
With his mouth sewn shut, because that's what Deadpool's known for, is being quiet.
Fun fact about the Origins movie. When I first saw it, I thought that was just a new character. Because they never call him Deadpool. I mean, they do eventually. I thought it was just like, okay, we're going to make a brand new character. And then, oh no.
No.
No, 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 no.
Talk about getting a character wrong. That was so wrong on so many levels.
Yeah, throughout the movie, seeing the gentleman in front of me fall asleep.
I get it. There was a time I wasn't close to falling asleep, but I felt like I could easily take a nap at a point during this film.
And also, the kids in the theater, I just felt so bad for them because this would have been very dreadful if you were like.
Oh, if you
5.
Noticed, there were some kids in like the last act. They were just talking.
They didn't give a shit.
They were fucking over it. This movie's 2.5 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't need to be at all. Because a lot of the talking sequences, they're just repeating shit. Repeating, Oh, you remember what happened there? Yeah, you've said it 10 fucking times. Or the cord. How many times do they talk about that paperwork they needed to sign? Or that they did sign? Quite a lot.
Yeah, it's very important, but I do agree that they...
You don't need to mention as much as they did. They really want to hammer home stuff.
It's a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
It's really all I have to say in terms of them just beating you with information.
That's all this movie is, and they shoehorn in some people that haven't been there before, have what seemed like a 40-minute long fight scene. The fight scene at the airport went on for a long time.
So, my last thing that I'm going to talk about before we actually talk about the movie is fucking Studio 10 Cinemas. I'm calling you out. Fix your fucking screen. It has been a year.
At least.
That there has been a hole in your screen.
Right in the middle. We always get that theater.
It's so aggravating.
Yeah, it seems like we're almost always in that theater.
And I just see it because...
What if every screen has the hole?
Then that's even worse. Every time I sit down, I see that stupid hole.
All we see is light coming through that.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Anyways. Okay, so the movie starts out with fucking... I was super confused. Oh, yeah, again, we never saw the second Captain America movie.
Nah.
We were going to watch it before this, but then Kyle fell asleep, so we just never did it.
Yeah, never did. Who cares?
And in the...
Fighters.
We saw this movie with a friend of ours, and walking into the theater, I was basically like, okay, just fill me in real fast on like what happened in the second.
Sounded interesting.
Yeah, so we'll probably watch it eventually at some point.
I will say... Everybody was talking about how you need to see the second one to get this. I don't really think...
No, they catch you up pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, there's stuff that
like we know
I was
who,
confused
We know who
about.
The Winter Soldier is.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean,
not
the first...
sure how he got the bionic arm, but...
Yeah, I don't know about that. But again, it's nothing that really needs to be explained.
It's just a metal arm.
Yeah.
It's just cool.
I know it's like I know that it's vibranium, I believe is what it is.
Yeah, I hate the names they have for fucking minerals in comic books. Which one is it that has unobtainium?
What? Unobtainium? Is that a thing?
Yep. I'll look it up while we talk.
All I know is vibranium, adamantium, and I think that, I don't know. So we start out and it shows Bucky, aka the Winter Soldier, aka Bromance Supreme with Captain America. He's getting like tortured and they're showing how that he can be brainwashed by Hydra to basically do anything.
Unobtainium is in Avatar.
Wow, you're really far off.
I knew it was a thing, though.
Okay.
That was in a movie.
So that happens, and then we show kind of like a weird espionage sequence going on with Scarlet Witch, Captain America, and Black Widow. What the fuck even happened?
I don't know.
That's the... I feel bad, but I just, like, there's so much shit that happens in this movie.
Crossbones was there, and he was gonna steal this bio thing.
Oh, that's what it was, yeah.
So then Falcon was there, and then they had a chase scene with shaky cam.
Very disorienting.
And every time there was a punch or a kick, they had to cut frames, speed it up, so it would look like shit.
I agree.
I thought it looked terrible, and I dreaded that was what they were gonna do the entire fucking movie with the action scenes.
Luckily they didn't. There was
Thank
a lot of change.
God, there. I would have... This movie would not be on the okay radar for me if they did that throughout the whole thing. This movie would have been shit, because it was... Slop. It looked gross. It looked cartoony.
You know, that's the thing. The stunt work in this movie was pretty good, but I don't understand the use of just the, like, really just absolutely terrible shaky cam.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, I mean, overall, the editing was pretty good with all the fight scenes and everything. However, there were a couple times that there were really apparent...
So when it was bad, it was bad.
There was one where Bucky gets flown off of something, and it shows him landing squarely on his feet, and then it immediately, the next scene is him, like, mid-roll, as if he rolled when he hit. It was just stupid shit like that. But that was few and far between, so for the most part...
Yeah, they fixed the big complaints I had at the beginning after that first fight scene in the streets of... Where Lagos, I think is where they were.
Okay, that's right.
Like they would put the title cards on, but covered the entire fucking screen. They went a lot of places, and the locations never mattered, so...
It could have been absolutely...
They didn't play into anything.
So the thing about Crossbones I'm confused about, first of all, I have no idea who he is.
He's an army of two, I think, because that's what his mask reminded me of. He was, I don't remember, like, whose comic or what. Probably Captain America, obviously. Yeah. I don't know that he was ever a big villainous guy.
Because he was in this movie for, like, 30 seconds.
I mean, you see him without the mask, right? Yeah.
He's beats him up, and then it's over.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Scarlet Witch blows him up, and they kill people.
He tries to suicide himself, and then Scarlet Witch creates kind of like a bubble around him.
And raises him up to the floor with all the people on it, of this building.
See, this is a problem I have with that scene.
Move him away from the building.
Yeah, I understand that she was like, it was hard for her to maintain the bubble, but couldn't you just thrown him up? Yeah. Just like straight in the sky and just like...
Or straight down into the ground, which she does with Vision later. But it sets up the main arc of this film is... Holy shit, we're responsible for people dying. I mean, she immediately shows her remorse. Mm-hmm. I made a note that Superman laughs at you. So he didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So it takes the same thing, theme really, from Batman versus Superman and does it right. Mm-hmm. Of they feel remorse except for Captain America. He's a selfish son of a bitch. Didn't give a fuck. Go Team Cap.
Let's talk about the philosophies that are at play, which this movie, this is like the most loose of adaptations that they could have possibly done about Civil War, which is okay. I understand it's a completely different universe, but they overly make...
They made a... This is Survivor Series, Marvel Survivor Series. They had team captains, and they fought, and then they were friends afterwards.
Yeah. Well, yeah, kind of. They want you... There's this guise that you can see both sides of the argument, and that both are like kind of vague. You can understand, like, well, this side, you know, thinks this, and this is great, but this side thinks this, blah, blah, blah. But the problem is the movie really doesn't want you to be on Iron Man's side because they overly make him the villain.
When, in my opinion... He has the more logical side. His side is for the greater of the team and mankind in general.
That's the thing. You know,
Captain America is willing to kill anyone that gets in his way so he can protect his one friend.
Which is bizarre. And I get
it. Bucky can hold his fucking own. He doesn't need him.
I think it's trying to go off of, like, the connection that Bucky is with Captain America to his old life.
Yeah, but they don't really...
But they don't play on that at all.
They don't play on that. You just have the fucking, not accolade, the accord they sign, which just doesn't allow the Avengers just go, okay, Captain America, we'll go with you. Things just are so contrived in this to me. They only are there to set up conflict.
Another thing is that because
all the Accord does is split them up. That's it.
Yeah. What was it called? Accord? Is that
it's
what it
like
was?
It's like the Sokovia Accord.
It was never fully explained on what it was. I'm just basing it off of the comic books in that it was that the government was going to regulate and control superheroes.
Yeah. Avengers were told when they could go places and when they could do stuff.
Okay.
Other than that, they were just living their normal lives.
Here's another thing with why it's weird that they did this adaptation right now. Because in the comic books, this is a very major event because of how many superheroes are involved with everything.
Mm-hmm. There's not a... In the grand scheme of things, when you think Avengers, there's not a lot in this.
Yeah. Granted, a lot was like X-Men characters, stuff like that, which obviously they can't do.
Can't do, no. But they didn't even have Hulk and Thor in this. They didn't even have Avengers that they have set up in their own universe.
Yeah, why was Thor not in this movie? Was there something that happened in the second one? I never saw the second one, so I'm not sure.
I'm going to guess because Thor's movie comes out next year. Maybe they overlap because the Hulk is going to be in the Thor movie.
Okay.
I don't know because they won't like say they overlap. Maybe at some point like Banner will be like, hold on, Tony's on the phone. Nah, dude, we can't come. Sucks, though.
You're saying something. I don't know.
Hope you work that out, bro.
So you have Captain America that he's just doing stuff for relatively... most of it is selfish because...
It's very selfish.
It's just him wanting to protect Bucky and not caring about any repercussions from that happening.
No.
And he completely just like disregards the incidents that have killed millions of people for the sake of freedom.
The wishes of 117 different countries that created the Accord. Because America.
And another thing that's...
You know who signed it? Fucking America. Captain America.
When the general... General
Ross?
Yeah, who puts the Accord down and has them look through it. You know, the line that he talks about how, like, you losing Hulk is essentially the same thing as me losing 5 nuclear warheads.
It's very true.
This is true.
But yeah, Captain America's like, fuck you, I'm not signing. I'm going to go help my friend shoot at and beat up soldiers that are just doing their job that I used to fight alongside to capture a criminal who's been seen at the sighting of a bombing. I don't get Captain America. Bucky's not that cool, dude. Find a new friend.
Bucky's character is very interesting, I will say.
Not worth the links Captain America's going to.
Again, link to the past, blah, blah, blah. Only friend, yada, yada, yada.
So what? He's made a lot of new friends. That's like saying if a friend of yours from when you were five came up and like we were fighting, you'd shoot me in the head. Because
fuck you, Kyle. Mm,
I got to protect him. He's been my friend longer. It's ridiculous.
See, how stuff really ramps up when they finally like decide who's signing it, who's not signing it. Then we have Black Widow going to the, what was it, like UN conference building, yeah, something like that, which subsequently gets blown the fuck up.
Blown up.
This was great for one reason and one reason only.
It gave motivation to a king died in there.
And Black Panther.
And his son was Black Panther.
Now here's the thing about Black Panther.
He's pretty badass in this film.
Black Panther is amazing how that he was integrated into the movie. And it's also amazing how that the Marvel writers showed that you can have an actual character arc.
He's the only one that did.
Which is fantastic. He goes from being incredibly just wrought with emotion and wanting vengeance to understanding that vengeance is not the key to everything. And eventually, and you know, it's a fleshed out character from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
He becomes a completely different person because of the events of the movie.
Yeah.
Why doesn't this happen with any of the main characters?
It is in yet most to ever happen Marvel with any movies of them.
I
ever.
They start the movie out one way and then they end the movie the exact same.
Yeah. I mean, look at Tony Stark.
Yeah.
He lost Pepper Potts.
Which I don't, again, I don't know if this is explained in some random Marvel movie or SHIELD. I'm hoping that
they finally came to their senses and went, fuck you, Gwyneth, and they cut her.
She probably just didn't want to be in. She was probably like, hey, Robert Downey Jr., I don't really want to be in this movie. And he's like, fucking get out while you can.
Yeah, do it now.
Please go.
They have my children.
Because I know Robert Downey Jr. is so over.
Yeah.
He doesn't do, like, any interviews anymore for it anyway.
No. He's like, he's over it.
Fuck this.
Someone else that I'm surprised isn't over is Scarlett Johansson.
I mean, the only reason why she's not over it still is because they keep giving her that.
She's the highest paid, right?
Mm-hmm. She makes, like, double what Robert Downey Jr. makes.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I want to know if she just keeps ramping it up because she doesn't think that they're going to pay her. I think
it's crazy that they keep paying her so much. And she's such a great actress. And they don't give her anything to act with.
She comes in and monologues a couple times, and then that's about it.
I like her. She gives the end of days. Baron Corbin fans will be happy. She gives the end of days to a fucking soldier. She does it better than Baron Corbin.
There is a scene where Captain America spears somebody better than Roman Reigns.
That doesn't take much. I mean, really.
True.
I could spear better than Roman Reigns.
So we have a quintessential fucking car chase scene, which doesn't make sense because they're all running faster than cars. They're running
faster than the cars. And then Captain America hijacks and steals someone's car.
And then Bucky steals somebody's motorcycle.
Yeah, and kind of a cool little scene.
Oh, well, before this, Bucky was framed, but not really because he's
mind controlled. Well, we didn't know yet that he was framed.
Yeah, Bucky blows that building up.
Yeah.
And so Captain America's like...
But then later we find out he didn't blow it up.
Yeah.
Because somebody had, like, a fake face.
Oh, we're going to talk about fucking stupid whatever
Zemo's
shit.
Fucking plan is ridiculous. This is Batman villain level ridiculous.
Which
this
is the Bond only villain. Because it is a comic book movie, that is the only reason why I'll give it a little bit of leeway. As fucking stupid as it is a comic book movie.
Well, and as stupid as it is, they don't explain it very well in this.
It took me a while to really understand what was finally happening.
And then you realize how lucky he got that all these things fell into place. It's fucking ridiculous.
So we see Bucky blow that up, and then Captain America's like, I'm a go get Bucky.
He doesn't immediately go like, fucking Bucky. He goes like, I gotta go protect him, it's not him. Yep. I mean, there's footage of him standing next to the truck that was filled with fucking bombs. Come on, Captain America.
Come on.
You happen to be right. Kudos to you. The odds were not in your favor here.
So he goes to Bucky's fucking apartment in Romania or whatever.
I don't know where he was.
I think it was Romania.
I lost track of where we were at any point. I think the airport was in Germany.
Yes.
Or Belgium. Berlin.
Maybe.
Berlin.
I was pretty sure it was Germany.
Yeah, because he asked Spider-Man if he had a passport and if he'd ever been to Berlin.
So, yeah, so Captain America is like, Bucky, I'm a fucking bubba-duh. And Bucky's like, hub-duh-buh-buh-buh. And then there's a big fight scene, and then they leave. And then they do the car chase because Black Panther wants to fucking kill Bucky because he killed his dad.
Killed his dad, yeah.
Which is interesting because in the trailers, I noticed that fucking Black Panther just wanted to kill Bucky. And I was like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck did Bucky do? And,
what's funny, though, is Black Panther, you're supposed to get behind in this movie. Because all he wants is to kill the person that killed his parents. Fuck you, Iron Man, though. And fuck you, Zemo, who have the same goddamn motivation.
Same. So then after the fight scene, fuck even happens after the fight scene? Again, there's so much shit that happens.
Oh, after the fight scene was when Bucky was trying to get away in the helicopter.
Oh, that's right.
And Cap sees this as the opportunity to flex them guns.
He grabs the helicopter with one hand, grabs the pad with the other, and then just fucking just kisses those guns.
At first, he lets go of his grip and grabs at the other side so he can flex better. And he keeps staring at his muscle like, you like that, ladies? It was ridiculous.
Fun fact, in the script, it literally says, zoom in on biceps.
And they do. It's ridiculous.
And then Bucky and Cap, isn't this where they'd like disappear?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is when they disappear and they go with Falcon.
That's right. Yeah. Because Falcon originally was like, I'm going to retire because I don't want to sign it. And then he's like, wait, I'm going to come with you, Captain America.
Why not? I need to still be in this movie. So then you find out that there are multiple Winter Soldiers. Bucky tells the whole story. He's not the only one. Because Zemo had brainwashed him. There's a lot of details in this movie.
It's just like, yeah, Hydra was making super soldiers and basically like erase their minds so that they would just do shit and not have any memory of it, which is what they do with Bucky. And there's more people in Siberia. And the whole reason that this one villain, which we find out is the main villain, why he was trying to get Bucky was so that he could learn the location of all of the other Winter Soldiers.
Which we find out later was pointless and he didn't need to do it all. What point was there?
Because he was trying to like eradicate anything that was like a superhero, I guess.
It's ridiculous.
It is bizarre that they even did anything with that. There really wasn't a need for it because we'll just talk about it now. The entire reason that the main villain, which Zemo, which I think in the comics he's like General Zemo,
something.
I don't know. I'm not too super comfortable with talking about him because I don't really remember him that much comic universe wise.
He's just a dude.
But his motivations are that his family died because of the Avengers and he's holding them responsible, such as the great scene that I thought personally, where the one lady in front of the elevator hands a picture of her son to Tony Stark and is just like, I hold you responsible for him dying.
Mm-hmm. Which he has remorse for after that and then never again throughout the rest of the movie.
No. Tony? He has remorse for that. And then remember, he brings up the picture and talks about it in front of all the Avengers.
No, that's what I'm talking about. After that, it's that. They go back to fighting and destroying everything. They wreck an airport. Was that airport vacant? Was he shooting missiles at all the fucking park planes?
It was vacant. Remember, because before they all go to it, they were hearing like interference, and Bucky said that they were evacuating the airport.
Okay.
So, yes.
All right.
So it does show that. There's a little bit of character development with...
No, that's not character development.
Or not character development. That's not what I meant.
Common sense.
Yes, shown by Iron Man. There we go.
So then they get into the recruitment stage, where they're like, we need to create our teams, because I got to go get Cap. And Cap's like, I'm not going peacefully. So then Tony immediately goes and gets a kid.
The weird thing about Spider-Man and how they did it was that Spider-Man has a pretty integral role in the Civil War comics. Now, granted, I understand why they couldn't have him the way he was in the comics, because he already was a pretty big superhero. Like, how Spider-Man is in this movie is it's a kid, gets his superpowers. I love that they didn't explain like anything with Spider-Man because you fucking know.
I guess with Spider-Man, did you need that little backstory thing in this? He could have just shown up and it would have been fine.
Which is actually kind of what I thought they were going to do.
Because it's Spider-Man.
But
it made us be able to see Marissa Tomei.
Well, that. They needed to kind of show how, I guess, he got his suit.
Why?
But then again, you don't really need to. I'm just trying to think of why they would need to have done that. Anyways, I digress. it's just weird how he was recruited to Iron Man's side, but Tony never told him about what the initiative was that he was recruiting him for.
Spider-Man told Captain exactly what Iron Man told him, that you're wrong, but you think you're right, and that makes you dangerous. That's it. That's all it took for Spider-Man to join him. Ant-Man's the same way. So he joins Team Captain America.
He's more just like starstruck because it's Captain America.
So Spider-Man.
Yeah. So they're pretty much the same, where he's like, holy shit, Tony Stark. And Tony Stark's like, I know you're Spider-Man. And here, I'm going to get you a cool suit. And he was like, okay. And Ant-Man was just like, ooh, it's Captain America. And he's like, you can be on my team. And he's like, okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I would say Spider-Man and Ant-Man in this are the only thing that made the fight entertaining to me.
No Black Panther? You didn't like Black Panther stuff?
I liked his fighting, but I'm just saying the quips and the dialogue during the fight. Spider-Man is fantastic in this.
Mm-hmm.
I love that I can say that about a movie. Spider-Man was fantastic.
I will go on record again by saying that I thoroughly enjoyed Amazing Spider-Man. People can suck my balls because I like that movie.
I never watched it.
But I 100% understand why people didn't like it. It's totally fine.
This Spider-Man got it. He was funny.
It's interesting because you have the original Spider-Man movies like an adult Spider-Man. Then Amazing Spider-Man's like a college like Spider-Man. And this is like
year-old kid.
Yeah. Straight up teenager Spider-Man.
Which I dug a lot.
He's very, very good. He's got the tone of how Spider-Man would talk during battle down pat.
He had good, suddenly the other people were throwing out one-liners to combat him. I'm like, where was this? Where was Bucky being humorous in this
about
movie?
One line. Well, there were a couple.
Falcon.
There were little scenes like in the car where Bucky's like, can you put your seat back and blah, blah, blah. Which I actually laughed at because for once there were one-liners that were not fucking terrible. Yeah. Like Age of Ultron. I could not stand all of the one-liners.
I refuse to watch that movie.
This one has them peppered to where it's not super outrageous. Although there's a couple of times where I'm like, hey, could have left that part out. But
we could say that by about at least an hour of this movie.
Length is a problem with this.
It doesn't need to be this long.
They
could have cut down the fucking fight scene. You know what would have been better? Is if you had that fight scene, intercut it with the fight scene later. Of just make them at the same time.
Yeah.
Of Captain America and Iron Man.
Yeah, so after they get their respective teams, where we see Spider-Man, who is with Iron Man, which, by the way, I wish, personally, that they would have gone back to organic web shooters, but apparently I'm the only fucking
You are the
person.
Only one.
Why am I the only person that likes organic web shooters?
Stupid.
How is it stupid? He's a fucking spider.
He's not a spider.
Here's the thing. Okay, go with me.
No.
I can't really... Okay, the listeners will know. If you've seen Amazing Spider-Man...
They won't.
Shut the fuck up. If you've seen Amazing Spider-Man, I had a great theory on what they could have done with him.
Oh my god, you're gonna stuck me on this.
So... In Amazing Spider-Man.
It only took him 20 minutes to write.
The high school is being attacked by Lizard, and there's a part that they do that is really cool because they never did it in like any of the Raimi Spider-Mans, and really I'm trying to remember any instances of Spider-Man, even like animated series where they do this. But he webs him and then like crawls really fast all over him, and like a spider would.
Mm-hmm.
This was my thought. What if you had Spider-Man where that he could create the webs, but it was just like, you could just like, and then you'd have to like pull and like wrap around and stuff. But here we go. We get best of both worlds. We have organic web shooters, but he fashions shooters to make that stuff, make it shoot out. So it's like helping his natural power.
It's ridiculous.
It is not ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
No, it's not. How is it ridiculous if he makes webbing organically through his wrist? Okay.
Why would
But when he does it, because he's a fucking spider.
Spiders don't shoot webs out of their feet.
That's why he needs to make something to shoot it out. I'm saying it's there, and he's like, eh. He like hits you with it, and then it fucking webs you, and then you can like cover you.
That's ridiculous.
That's not ridiculous at all.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
No, it's not. Okay. Spider-Man, look at me. Look at my wrist, okay?
No, I'm
look at my wrist.
Done with
so
this.
So Spider-Man has a hole here, right here, okay?
Sure.
Okay, there's a hole there.
Which is stupid.
And
go ahead.
In his arm, there are sacks that have
this
webbing.
This is fucking ridiculous.
And when he does this, it releases it, okay? But he doesn't have shooters or anything.
You do know this is still fucking stupid.
So
no
it just
how
like,
many times
it just globs. It just kind of like globs a little bit.
So he's worth, so he just comes out of his wrist.
Yes,
that's
what I'm saying. He just dribble comes out.
That's fucking stupid.
And then he attaches it because it's still sticky web. But what it's supposed to be used for is him like, get on my rat. I'm going real fast. I'm a little spider. And I'm going to wrap you up like a little bird.
Spider.
And then
you act like he is a man-sized spider. That is not the case.
And he makes things that shoot it. So he's still secreting it organically. And you still have web shooters that he can like dial and like fuck with different. It's great. It's a great idea.
It's fucking stupid.
No, it's fucking not. It's a great idea. Why hasn't anybody done it?
Because it's fucking stupid.
Why are people so against the organic webs?
Because it's fucking stupid.
Why is it stupid? He is Spider-Man. He was bit by a fucking spider. Spiders make webs. Why can't he make webs?
Because he's not a spider.
But he got bit by a spider, giving him spider powers.
So?
Do spiders have spider sense? Explain spider sense to me.
If you can...
Think spider sense is cooler than fucking webs? If you got bit by a
dog, could you just like start licking your own balls?
Yes, you probably could, because no. You start becoming a dog.
He's not becoming a spider.
He has spider powers. His hands, he can walk on walls.
That's it.
Why are you so against giving him more spidery powers?
Why not give him 8 fucking eyes?
Well, technically that happened once, but we don't talk about this run.
Why doesn't he have 8 legs?
That happened again. Yes, this happened, but...
Why doesn't he have a thorax?
Here's the thing, though. With Spider-Man, he only has, like, his only things are spider sense, which I've never understood exactly what spider sense is supposed to be in correlation to spiders. Is it maybe because they have 8 eyes? Like, it's because
he's
not shit?
Necessarily a spider. It's just superhero
power.
Then
why the fuck is he Spider-Man? He got bit by a fucking spider to get his superpower.
Does Batman have sonar?
No, but he didn't get bit by a radioactive bat. Spider-Man got bit by a radioactive spider.
So?
He should have powers that are like a spider. The only thing he has is he climbs on walls.
You just want him to be a fucking man spider.
I do, because that's cool. That's fucking
stupid.
I'm not saying that he needs 8 arms.
You want him to shit out webs out of his wrists.
Yes, I do.
Like spiders do out of their wrist. They don't.
I know they don't. They do it out of their fucking...
So you want him to shit web?
No, I don't want to shit web. Out of any place on his body where that the webs could come out where it's not absolutely fucking ridiculous. His wrists.
Is absolutely ridiculous.
But it's either...
No. Need to move on. It's dumb. Just let it go.
I'm never letting you
go. You should.
No, because fucking... When they did the Ultimate Spider-Man run, where it was Miles, they did fucking awesome things with Spider-Man that a lot of people were bitching about, but they gave him more spider-like abilities. Like little, like, electro-zaps that certain spiders do. Jumping spider stuff. It was cool. It was cool. Just trust me. Why can't they just trust me. It was cool.
Because nobody wants it, but you.
Did people really riot over the organic spider? It's fucking
well,
spider
webs. Well, they stopped doing it, so I'm gonna say it didn't go over well.
I don't understand why.
Maybe you should listen to yourself once. When this is done, you play this back and maybe you
understand. I will, and I will agree with everything that I say. Every single thing involving Spider-Man's web.
No one else will agree with
that. I will agree with forever.
All right, so if, I mean, maybe in Infinity War he will shit web.
What the fuck were we even talking about? We're to the main fight.
We're talking about how good Spider-Man was, and then you talk about how he needs to cum web out of his spider dick.
That is taken out of context, thank you very much. I want him to cum web out of his wrists.
It's fucking stupid.
So the big fight scene happens because...
On Hoth. And it was pretty awesome.
The fight scene was fun. I will definitely give it credit.
I still say, would it be fun without Ant-Man and Spider-Man? I do not think it would at all.
To an extent, yes, if it would have been cut down.
It was way too fucking long.
It was very, very long. And like you said, there's a fight that happens after this that is really... Should be the main fight against Iron Man against Captain America versus and Bucky. And the more I think about it, those two fights happening at the same time would have been great.
Mm-hmm.
Problem with this movie is that it has a Django Unchained syndrome for me of the ending, where there was a perfect moment at exactly 2 hours in where they could have ended it.
When Don Cheadle broke his spine.
Yes.
Which Captain America gave no fucks about, and it was his fault. Basically.
Again, there's more of him just completely disregarding the brevity of the situation and everything. Yeah, it would have stopped there and it would have been fine. Originally, I thought this movie was a two-parter. Apparently, I'm super wrong because there's no Civil War Part 2. So I kind of thought it was going to end and then they were going to just kind of carry it over into the second one. But no, it goes on for another 30 minutes.
Yep, because then they have to go to Siberia.
Which, this wasn't terrible, but it's just there was so much happening in the movie. There easily could have been stuff cut out to make it so that this could have been a runtime.
There's no reason they need to be in Siberia. So I want to go over Zemo's plan.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's
because we got sidetracked with Spider-Cum. So Zemo, his family got killed. He hates the Avengers. He knows he can't beat the Avengers. So what if I destroy them from within? So let me get the codes from this old Hydra guy of how to brainwash the Winter Soldier. And, okay, then I'll make his face so I can blow up this place and make it look like he did it. And then I'll kill this guy later after Bucky's captured. And I'll go in and interrogate him and get him out. Because I know Captain America will side with... He will turn against the Avengers to save his friend. And then if I bring him all the way to Siberia with the thought of... There are super soldiers here, but I shoot them all in the head, so they're not a problem. While they're frozen in something. But then if I, like, prove to Iron Man that Bucky killed his parents, then that's going to tear the Avengers apart. That's his fucking plan. I'm not, that
is... Yeah, it's really rough to get...
And then after that plan was over, he went to shoot himself in the fucking face. Because Black Panther stops him from killing himself.
Mm-hmm.
This was his... This guy's not a supervillain. He's not... In theory, not a bad guy. He just wanted vengeance for his wife and kids, father
and kids.
And kids dying because the Avengers, several people say this, dropped a house on
him. Yeah, well, let me explain because you never saw Age of Ultron.
Thank God.
This is what happens in the movie. I forget exactly how, it doesn't really matter, but there's an entire, like, think of here in Shelbyville, Indiana. Think of if it was just lifted off the ground and put high up in the air and then dropped on another city.
Okay.
That's essentially what happened.
All right, all right.
So that's why so many people died, because they dropped a fucking town on... It wasn't like necessarily a town, but a very large mass of land dropped on... Yeah.
Okay, okay. So I get it. But still, probably a better way.
I don't even know why he was in the movie, personally. There didn't really need to be a main villain. All of this was supposed to be internal conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
So why do we have...
Because how else are you going to get the split? You have to have Bucky, unless Bucky's just a bad person. Yeah, I don't know. Frey Carr.
I don't know. I just think that there could... I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
My problem with this movie is, if you really think about the plot, there's a lot of whys. What did it serve? This movie's 2.5 hours long. The plot was Captain America likes Bucky more than us, we have to fight. That's the plot for 2.5 hours. There wasn't much meat to the story.
Well, one thing is that the comics do a really good job of posing both sides of the philosophical debate on the superheroes and how should they be kept in check or should they be left to their own accord to do whatever they want as metahumans.
I don't think this does a very good job of that.
Not really, because all it's really doing is just making you decide if you like Captain America or Iron Man more.
But they give you no reasons of why the people that sided with them sided with them.
They kind of touch on it, but again, there's a lot of talking in the movie and a lot of dialogue that for the most part I enjoyed. However, a lot of it, there was no point to it because the dialogue didn't really transition over into their actions.
Yeah, this movie could have been so much more than it was. I felt it just left a little empty.
A problem I have with this is another problem I have with a lot of Marvel movies as of late. Now, granted, like, the first Captain America movie, I really like that one.
I do like the first Captain America.
The first Iron Man movie is great. But we're in a point now where everything is just building up to the next big movie.
Which is what this did.
It's the same as Age of Ultron.
There's no closure.
It comes out hollow because you know this is just setting up for the next thing. It's not a concrete...
The closure to this is Captain America beats Iron Man in a fight. Then he gets up and him and Bucky...
Which he almost fucking killed him, by the way, which is really also shitty for Captain America.
Yeah, because he was going for the...
The heart thing.
Which I thought was going to play because Bucky's going for that. And I thought maybe Captain America's going to be like, that's too...
Yeah.
You can't do that. Captain America tries to fucking kill him.
Which I thought he, like, did. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
which,
and then,
spoiler for the comics, somebody does die. It's Captain America, which I didn't think they were going to kill him.
No.
I thought that what they were going to do was House of Emmett, which, and House of M, Scarlet Witch, which they never really do a good job in the movies of explaining what her powers are. Yeah. They're like reality altering magic powers. Think of Doctor Strange on crack. And in House of M, essentially things happen and it shows that she can revert reality. And, like, if somebody dies, she can just bring them back to life, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I thought if they were going to actually kill somebody, like Captain America, that she dies in the comics, that she was going to, like, House of Emmett. But no, in the movies, she's still basically just telepathic.
Yeah. She doesn't do much.
No. The thing with Vision was interesting because she, like, from the inside of Vision, like, starts, like, making him break down, essentially.
Yeah, she gets fucking sadistic almost there.
Which, I love Scarlet Witch.
I do too.
I love the character of Scarlet Witch. I am torn on her in the movie because I think the representation is cool. Different.
Why is she in there? That's my question.
I just wish that she was cooler.
Yeah, I just don't know why she's there.
And she needs her costume, which I will bitch about until the end of time.
She may eventually.
It's never going to happen.
Or they'll just kill her off.
Yeah, probably.
I thought maybe Iron Man might die because Robert Downey Jr. might finally got his way.
This is true. And when he gets hit in the fucking heart thing with the shield.
It's like, a dick move by Captain America.
Yeah.
And then Captain America picks up Bucky because Cap like ripped his fucking arm off.
No, well, Iron Man. Yeah, shot it off.
Yeah, Iron Man did. Yeah. And he's like, you don't deserve that shield. My dad made that shield. So Captain America throws the shield on the ground and walks away. That is your official ending of the movie.
Yeah.
That's it.
Then it goes on for a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like, now, this is one thing with the character of Black Panther that is a little weird to me is I understand that the point of his character was to go from full vengeance into like a more redemption kind of story arc. Why does he suddenly side with Captain America exactly? Because at the end of the movie, Bucky, he puts himself under again in like stasis.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's scared of being used as a weapon again, rightfully so. And they do it in Wakanda, which is Black Panther's home, and what he rules over as king. Why is Black Panther okay with him now?
I don't know.
I think that what they were trying to do
maybe
is like
it's
with redemption.
Forgiveness?
Yeah, forgiveness.
I don't know. Yeah, that's the first after credit sequence. No, it's not.
No, that was just the end.
By the way,
that was the after credit sequence.
Yeah, because all of Captain America's...
Well, the end of the movie is they go away and Iron Man is now...
Just chilling.
They have like Scarlet Witch, Ant-Man, Hawkeye, Falcon, all...
In prison. Under the ocean.
And so then Captain America sends him a little parcel with a cell phone, basically saying, hey, if you ever need us, give me a call.
Yeah. And he breaks them all out.
And that's the end of the movie.
That's it.
So then, yeah, the after credit scene is Bucky in Wakanda or Wakanda. I always forget what it is.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Again, can't stress how excited I am for the Black Panther movie because they seem to be doing everything awesome with him. Especially when they showed the Black Panther statue and it. Oh. Great.
We'll see. We will see.
I can hope. Because Black Panther is not like Daredevil to me necessarily, where like I was like super, super into him. But I always enjoyed Black Panther.
The costume design and the character is pretty awesome.
Black Panther, in my opinion, has the best superhero costume to date. It is
pretty awesome.
Beautiful. It is just a perfect blend of cartoony, mm-hmm. just like super cartoony. It's staying true to that, as well as being slick.
Who has the most cartoony?
In the Avengers?
Just in any movie.
Honestly, kind of Thor, because I think that Thor is very close to how the comics are, and it's pretty
bright.
But would
you call Thor's a costume?
True, it is kind of just like...
I go with Batman.
Yeah.
He has pointy fucking ears. Like, he designed that to look that way. Whereas Thor, he's just a god.
Well, the new Spider-Man costume is pretty cartoony, though, and I really like it.
Ooh,
actually, no. Are we talking about movies, that have been out, or are we talking about ones that are coming out?
Because movies have been out.
Okay, fuck. Well, if we're doing movies that are coming out, Psylocke's costume from X-Men Apocalypse, because it's straight up out of the comics, which is another reason why I'm kind of, like, excited for it. But it's Olivia Munn, so I'm like, I don't know.
We'll see.
So then
be better than Days of Future Past.
You hated that movie. I liked it.
Fucking stupid. There's no point to that movie.
I know, but...
They just burned money for 2 hours.
If you take out...
Just the entire plot?
Just a...
If you take out the plot, it's good. The plot of that movie was to undo the movie.
It was good. You're stupid. Anyways.
What was the point of the movie?
No, I don't want to get in this. We've had this conversation so many times.
There is no point. At the end of the movie, they undo there everything in the movie.
It's because they needed to retcon the bullshit that they did with X-Men 3.
Didn't you just fucking reboot it?
No, because they didn't want to reboot it.
But they did.
I know, but instead of rebooting the entire series, they did.
It took a 2-hour movie to reboot it.
But it was good. That's the thing.
No, like, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. There was so much in Days of Future Past that was very, very good.
Oh, that's a lie.
It's not a lie. There was great stuff in that movie.
Such a piece of shit.
Oh, my God. We'll talk.
No, I'm not watching
it. We have this conversation, I think, like once a month.
Because it's terrible. Realized, it's like, a terrible movie.
You'll just bring up Days of Future Past. I'll be like, that was a good movie. And you're like, no, you're fucking dumb.
No point to that film. Zero point to that film.
The only thing that wasn't good is Jennifer Lawrence because
they made it her movie. I don't blame her.
The Dink is really good in it.
Like, she's fine as Mystique, but they start making it about Mystique.
Yeah.
That's the major problem I have. She's a fine actress. She's fine in the role. Yeah. She's not a main character in X-Men.
She's also not a good person. Moving on. I hate Jennifer Lawrence. I really do.
I've never met her, so I don't know.
Anyway, moving on.
Still shit movie.
The second after credit scene, because we have to have even more. I was hoping it was going to be about Spider-Man.
I figured it'd be Spider-Man.
Yeah, it shows him after he gets back from Germany and he has like a black eye and Aunt May is...
Marissa Tomei.
Yes, giving him ice for his eye and he's joking. You know, they're just like, who beat him up? And he's like, some guy named...
Steve. His buddy's really bad because Ant-Man became Giant Man. We didn't mention that.
And, so then he, shows... It's the spider signal, and it was just a nice little kind of nod for it. And it said, you know, Spider-Man will return.
Which I thought was unnecessary. Like, a little title card came up and says, Spider-Man will return. No shit. You're granted, not going to put him in for one fight scene and then not. That's
They've done that for some of the, like, little cameo.
I know. It's just silly, though.
Yeah.
We all know.
The Spider-Man movie hopefully is good.
It's not like it was Captain Marvel, and then they feel that, hey, he'll return. Is the movie going to be, though?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You never know.
I would hope they do that because she's way more interesting than the original Captain Marvel. But, yeah, I mean, they could go back. I don't know. Well, the thing is, though, now Captain Marvel is kind of popular because of the woman version now.
Doesn't mean anything.
Anyway.
You know this.
So, there's one character that is not in this movie that I was really hoping was going to be in the movie.
Thor.
I understand why he isn't in it. I get it because they have the show on Netflix. I'm talking about Daredevil because he is a pretty big part.
Don't you want to introduce another character? I mean, they already
No. I'm saying like instead of Spider-Man.
Okay,
I would have taken Spider-Man out personally.
Yeah, there was no way they were going to do that.
I know. I get it. Or maybe even Black Panther. But still, I don't want them to because he was like the best part of the movie.
Black Panther, they need him in there so they can give him his own movie.
I guess if you were to take out like a newcomer, I would have taken out Spider-Man.
I guess my thing with Daredevil is he doesn't have his own movie coming out.
Exactly.
So why would they put him in there?
That's why I understand he wasn't in it. But there is a part in Civil War that is so fucking good with Daredevil that I wish that they would have had this. They could have done this with Hawkeye or Falcon. A character like that. This is what it is. I have the panel brought up because I remembered
Hawkeye
this.
Hawkeye did not want to be there.
Hawkeye, yeah. I
wonder how much of that was acting or if Jeremy Renner's just like, this is fucking easy. He's the one that, like, he was retired. He came out of retirement. Mm-hmm. They don't really say why. Even Tony Stark gives him shit. Like, maybe you should have thought about your wife and kids before you chose the wrong side and became a fucking criminal. Why did he? Why?
Yeah, there really was no.
He's just there.
The way that I kind of got it was that Captain America was, like, phoning in a favor. But then again, I don't know why Hawkeye wouldn't just be like, fuck you.
Yeah, why wouldn't he just say, like, no, I'm retired. Or he's like, I'm going to beat Tony Stark's ass. He's like, you mean Tony Stank? All right, I'll help you fight Tony Stank. Oh, the crowd, the theater love that, Lincoln. You're going to just skip past the Stan Lee cameo?
It was fine. It went too long.
No, I think the laughter went too long. What made it funny was crippled Don Cheadle just going, I'm sticking with this, Tony Stank.
I will say Don Cheadle's performance when he's just like talking after he gets crippled and stuff was really great.
That's fucking Don Cheadle. Great.
There was a lot of glimmers of like really good dialogue that actually meant something.
Meant something, yeah. Yeah. As long as they didn't repeat it 20 times.
So there is a part in Civil War where Daredevil is essentially betrayed by Tony Stark. I'm not going to get into the logistics of everything that happens because Civil War, a lot of shit happens.
Oh, you mean it's more than just one fight at an airport? Because it's all this was.
So essentially Daredevil is being escorted away in handcuffs. And before that, he gives Tony Stark a silver dollar. And Tony Stark is like, I don't know why, you know, I don't understand why you're giving me a silver dollar. So Daredevil says, I guess that's 31 pieces of silver you've got now. Sleep well, Judas. And then it ends. I think that was great and could have been in the movie, giving more brevity to, because Tony Stark does kind of, you know, betray them because they used to be in their own clique.
Is he the one that betrays them, though?
Again, I understand why this is not in there, because the way that they wrote it, he doesn't necessarily
betray them.
The way
they wrote
it
is they signed, either they signed saying they would work for the government, or they didn't sign, which made them fugitives, basically. Mm-hmm. Criminals. So Tony Stark and the ones that signed had to take the ones that didn't into custody.
Yep.
I don't think he's a bad guy.
Well, here's the thing. Another reason that I have a problem with this really like being essentially like Civil War is because in Civil War, they have Captain America and Iron Man both doing like really shitty things to support their causes, where Tony Stark is actually like getting to the point where he's betraying people. Yes. And you see Captain America just being like fucking insano anti-government, which they kind of touch on in the movie.
Kind of.
But it's more so instead of Captain America going against directly the government because of how he believes that superheroes should be, it's just because of Bucky. That's all it is.
It's just Bucky, yeah.
There could have been, again, this is another like what could have been kind of things with the movie.
They could have made the motivations stronger in this. I mean, they're really pretty flimsy things. I
would say the flimsiest, though, is Captain America. I think that Iron Man's is pretty good because of the remorse that he does show for the actual actions.
But Captain America's I only care about Bucky and his life. Mm. Fuck War Machine. I'll cripple him.
Which,
inadvertently, he didn't cripple him. But
it would have been so much better if...
Why did Vision get distracted?
Because he's in love with Scarlet Witch.
I know,
Vision and Scarlet Witch get married in the comics.
Yeah, but they didn't really...
It was just because he was just...
You don't really see that in the movie.
They hint on it, like him making her food. And
it's very... I don't know. No, I know they do get married.
Yeah.
I just think they could have maybe he could have glanced over at her when he said I was distracted.
He was, though. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but she wasn't in frame. You couldn't tell.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she was just like looking into the camera. Well, I think they were trying to imply that you're seeing her through Vision's eyes. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I wish that instead of Captain America's whole thing just being about Bucky, why couldn't he have just been Ultra America Freedom?
Bucky didn't need to be in this movie.
No. Other than to have the reveal of him killing Tony Stark's parents. Then again, that didn't really need to be
there. That did need to be in there.
You know, Bucky not being in the movie would have been fine because, again, this movie could have just been about all of the internal conflict of the Avengers.
Zemo didn't need to be in there.
They could have done anything.
He was our big bad villain. It had the best motivation out of anyone. He just wanted vengeance for his family. Everything he knew was taken away from him because of the Avengers.
You know, why couldn't they have actually done, like, with Crossbones? They could have had him essentially be the big bad because you could have half the movie being kind of the big bad and then them wanting to do that initiative. And then it just coming to a big climax where Big Bad does shit, makes people die, and then there's the conflict between them.
Mm-hmm. Because the Accord saying, like, nope, you can't go. And
yeah.
Yeah.
They would have had, like, the beginning of the movie, them talking about proposing the plan. And then one more thing happens, and they're like, you need to fucking do this, otherwise.
Yeah.
GG.
I don't know. Instead, they needed that conflict for the first 20 minutes of the movie that they didn't need. They didn't even need her blowing up the thing because he went back for the cord and showed things from the other movies that they were responsible for. Yep. Just use those. You don't need to create another one.
The entirety of the Crossbones thing didn't that first like 20 minutes didn't need to be in there.
Hmm.
There was no payoff for it because the main thing that they talk about and what the thing is called is from the thing that happens in Age of Ultron.
Yeah, the Sokovia.
Yeah,
the cord. I don't know. I mean, that didn't need to be in there. Bucky didn't need to be in there. The fight scene could have been cut in half. They could have shortened this movie down.
Yes,
it's
by
the
a lot.
Longest Marvel movie, apparently.
And it fucking feels like it.
It didn't need to be.
That's an issue I do have.
Did not feel as long as Batman vs. Superman.
No, it did not.
But yeah, if they would have trimmed this down, it would have been better. The way it stands now, I will give it a solid okay.
What arbitrary number you want to
give? I'm going to give it a 7. 7 out of 10.
7.
It's not a bad movie. I don't regret watching it, but it's not going to stay with me.
Mm.
I don't see where it's the greatest movie of the year or the greatest Marvel movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's not.
I also am giving it a 7. Like a 7.0.
Mm-hmm.
No points or anything like that.
It's above average. Yep.
I guess my thing is that I don't know how in time I'm going to feel about it. I can see this movie being the complete opposite of Deadpool with me, where that I grew to like that movie more and more as time went
on. I can see me growing to not like this. Yeah. Like the more I just think about it and break it down of like, well, that was dumb. That didn't need to happen. Yeah, I can really see it getting that way with me.
Yeah. So as it stands right now, I'm going to go 7 just because of the great performance that was Black Panther and Spider-Man. And Ant-Man, even though he...
Barely in it.
I can't stress it enough how fucking great Ant-Man as a movie was.
Yeah.
It's still one of my favorite
Marvel movies.
I will
say this about Ant-Man and Spider-Man. They are only there for the airport. Fight.
Yep.
That is it.
Honestly, I think they just needed to just add some fun into the fight.
They did, because without them, it like, wouldn't have been very fun.
The entire sequence of Giant Man, which I still think it's stupid that they call him Giant Man when he's big. It's just fucking Ant-Man.
Yeah.
But that goes with comics and blah, blah, blah. When he's Giant Man and Spider-Man is bringing him down.
When he's talking about Return of the Jedi.
Or Empire Strikes
Empire
Back.
Empire Strikes yep. Back.
All of that stuff it's great. It's very fun. It's cartoony. It's what I like in comic movies.
It felt like a different movie just in the dialogue
mm-hmm.
because suddenly you have these other characters cutting up now. Black Widow and Hawkeye.
Mm-hmm.
Black Widow, she has showed no signs of any humor throughout this movie. But for that fight scene, she was. You know, Falcon's throwing out one-liners. Bucky's throwing out one-liners.
Yeah, they're all bouncing off of each other because Spider-Man starts it all with all the... And yeah, Ant-Man as well.
So... I'm not saying they need to over like flood it with that, but that was fun. Mm-hmm. I wish there would have been a little bit more of that.
Or the entire sequence where
I'm not saying this Spider-Man in here I want to see in a 2.5 hour long movie never shutting up. I think he would have got old.
Mm-hmm.
If he's just constantly, ugh, I would have hated that.
Yeah.
But I liked it.
The sequence of Ant-Man going inside of Iron Man's suit and dismantling it was very, very fun as well.
I did like that. Yeah.
Because I love what they've been doing with Ant-Man's character, where what I was scared about is that they were going to do the Ant-Man movie. They're going to do all the really, really fun, zany things of him being super, super small and going.
And he's just going to get his ass kicked in this.
It was, yeah, I was scared that he was either just immediately going to get beat up. Or they were just going to treat him like Captain America. Like he wasn't going to do anything. He was just going to fight. But they didn't. And that was great.
Yeah. I think he and Spider-Man, when they were on screen at the fights, they kind of stole the show.
And I can't stress enough. This is like the 8th time I'm going to say it. Black Panther is so fucking good in this movie. He's
really good in this.
Like everything about his character, the actor. I'm not
good enough that I wish I wouldn't have known he was in it before I watched this.
Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah.
I totally didn't just Goog that.
Yeah, I wish I wouldn't have known that Black Panther was in this film. But I did. But I wish I wouldn't have. I didn't know Ant-Man was in it.
One
I was pretty confident Paul Rudd was going to be in it.
Yeah.
But I didn't know because he hadn't seen anything.
I only knew because working at a video game store that sells comic book merchandise, we got in all of the pops for Civil War and there was a Giant Man one. So I knew that he was going to be in
it. I would say one they should have kept under wraps.
Spider-Man.
It's fucking Spider-Man.
That would have been fucking insane.
Can you imagine theater if they went in and you just saw the kid? You'd be like, no.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I'm Peter. You'd be like, oh my God.
It would have been, oh boy.
But no, yeah. He was in the fucking trailer, so we knew Spider-Man was in this.
I don't understand why they did that. Whatever. Oh, that's where I saw him from. Chadwick Boseman was in Gods of Egypt.
Was he the tree guy?
Yes.
Okay, I don't remember his name, but...
Thoth.
He was one of the better parts of that shit movie.
Yep. So yeah, that was a Civil War.
Yeah, I mean, so. It's worth a watch. If you like Avengers, you will like this. Yeah. Unless you just like Avengers for Hulk or Thor, because...
Then you're fucked.
You are fucked. They are not in this.
The next Marvel movie.
They didn't even, like, show something about them. Or, like, said where they were. So they didn't know where they were.
That's right. Yeah, that's all they said. They were just like, well, we don't know
where they are. We have no fucking clue where... Which leads me to believe that... Because the next Thor movie is...
Ragnarok.
Yeah. And Hulk is in it. Which leads me to believe they don't know where they are because they are in...
A different galaxy.
Yeah, they're far away.
Which is... That's fine. I'll take it. Whatever. So yeah, next... didn't want to pay them for next this. To Marvel movies, we got Doctor Strange coming out in November.
Is that the only one this year?
No, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, I believe, is coming out this year.
I think that's next year.
Is it next year? I don't know. Then we got Infinity Gauntlet, which I... Really interested on how they're going to do Infinity Gauntlet. Luckily, this, unlike Civil War, is going to be split into two movies.
Maybe, as of now.
As of now, it's split into two movies. With how big the Infinity War is, you need it?
I think this should have been two movies. I usually won't say that, but I need to flesh out the Civil War part.
Well, here's the thing.
It
originally was supposed to be in two parts, and this shows a lot. I really can tell what was supposed to be in the first movie and what was supposed to be in the second.
Yeah, because there wasn't really a Civil War. I don't know.
Anyway.
It's like if you had Batman fight Superman and they only fought each other for 10 minutes. You know, like, it's not what you're selling. I don't get it.
Kyle did it.
Yeah, I think that is the only Marvel movie left this year, though. Suicide Squad's DC.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're missing a big one somewhere. Fucking X-Men.
That's right, yeah.
It's coming up very soon.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of all the superhero movies that we got coming out this year. I think that's about it.
Does Turtles count? They are comics.
I'll say yes.
Okay, so that comes out. Yeah, X-Men Apocalypse is this year. Doctor Strange, as of right now, is this year. Mm-hmm. I won't be surprised if it gets... delayed.
I'm worried.
I'm pretty sure Guardians of the Galaxy is next year.
Okay. I'm worried that they're not going to do the Ant-Man and Wasp movie.
I hope they do. For one, I need to see more Evangeline Lilly.
Mm-hmm.
I need my Kate. Yeah. Give me Kate. You know what Kate? You know what she was from? You know who she played? What she played? Kate in?
What?
Is this little show called Lost?
When are they going to bring Moon Knight into the Marvel universe? You think they're ever going to do Moon Knight? Just at least like a cameo in Daredevil or something.
Maybe in Daredevil. Okay. Not in a movie.
That's what I'm hoping. Daredevil's great. I want to go on a little Daredevil.
You know what they should do with an Avengers movie, though?
What?
Is for somehow, just for a split second, like 5 seconds of the movie, show every Avenger.
In just like a big lineup? So you want to see 400 fucking people?
I'm glad to see Spider-Man in there so kids will stop arguing with me. He probably got it too, right? Were you there? When I was talking to a kid about Spider-Man and Wolverine.
No,
and
I don't remember that.
And the kid fucking chewed. Oh, he's pissed.
Oh, talking about how they weren't.
They're not in the Avengers. I'm like, they are too.
Well, you had to say Avengers alumni. Currently, they're not in the Avengers.
No, but.
Yeah.
Because I said I wish. It was when the first Avengers came out. And they said, did you like it? And I go, I wish they would add Spider-Man or Wolverine in there. Because they were too known.
Yeah.
Why would they be in there? They're not part of the Avengers. Like, they are, though.
Did you put mud in his face?
I just beat him up. I just pushed him down and stole his toys.
Daredevil, I think, is great. By the way, if you never watched Daredevil, you need to watch it because Daredevil is the greatest Marvel
Daredevil
superhero.
Daredevil will be in there eventually. Do you want a spoiler for Infinity War that I read?
Ooh, okay, spoiler for Infinity War.
Captain Marvel will be in Infinity War.
That's another one that Captain Marvel has a movie Infinity War.
But that's a big spoiler that Captain Marvel's going to be in Infinity War. Probably part two.
They've already announced the fucking...
Yeah, Captain Marvel has a fucking movie. Yeah,
that's fucking stupid. Anyways, with Daredevil, because Daredevil's the greatest Marvel superhero of all time, that is uncontested. Everybody knows it. Everyone knows that Daredevil's the greatest. And Moon Knight should
by
be...
By everyone, do you mean you and Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck's Daredevil, in no way, shape, or form, was bad because of Ben Affleck. It was bad because they decided to make a music video.
It was just to set up Elektra, which is the far superior film.
But anyways, with Daredevil, what I hope that they do is, I would love for, like, niche superheroes to be in Daredevil. Like, I know that, like, Iron Fist is going to be their Luke Cage because they're going to have their own spinoff. I would really enjoy, like, really small characters like... I would say Moon Knight. I think Moon Knight would be great.
We'll see. I think they can do it in the show.
And to close, Kyle, I have one last thing to say.
What?
To my listeners, you should totally check out the Spider-Gwen series that Marvel's been doing recently, because I've been reading it, and it's the most fun reading comics that I've had in a very long time. I'm sorry, I've been getting back into comics.
Oh my god.
Getting back into it, man. Getting them trades.
How do you hold on to them with your fucking organic web shooters, you son of a bitch?
Forever until the end of time, I will defend that.
I hope you die soon, man.